I'm bringing Daryl Taylor in here, and it's time to smile. Cinco, I would like your thoughts on Daryl Taylor. Share them with the living listener.
Another guy that just has unbelievable physical skills. I mean, he's been another guy that's played all over, played a little wide receiver, a little outside linebacker, a little defensive end. I know this is a day for hyperbole, but, you know, I'm old enough to remember the high school version of Lawrence Taylor and the high school version of Derek Thomas. And if this guy takes the coaching, stays injury-free, he has that kind of athletic ability.
I love it. Joe Kemp is on the edge of his seat across the way from the Fighting Kemps of Waverly. Daryl Taylor now joins on the program. Daryl, congratulations to you. Terrific to spend a few minutes with you on National Signing Day. Great to talk to you, man.
Thank you.
What has the day been like for you, Daryl?
Day's been pretty good. Just talking with my family, talking with Coach Irby. Got to talk to the coaches today from Tennessee. So today's been pretty good. It's been going well.
Daryl, what does today mean to you to have the opportunity to do what you're about to do and play big-time college football and just the opportunity to be in the position you're in, a young man from Waverly, West Virginia? Virginia.
Today means a lot because not many people come from where I come from and do big things. So I think today means a lot just coming from where I'm from and just showing everybody that it's not something always to do. Just do it. Like Nike, just do it. But I think today means a lot to everybody, to the whole world, city of whole world, and just to my family and to the coaches and players around me.
Do you feel like as you've stepped onto the big stage, some of the major All-Star games you've gotten a chance to take part in, the Semper Fi All-Star game, do you feel like you're carrying the banner for that small community as you go?
Yeah, I feel like I'm bearing a lot on my shoulder, but I think I can handle it. And a lot of people look at me, so I look up to me, so I try to do my job well as I can.
Daryl, you're projected anywhere from a rush in to an outside linebacker. I know you play wide receiver and you do well there. Have the coaches given you any indication of where they eventually see you lining up?
They see me lining up outside for defensive end, but they can also drop me in the coverage get a back coming out of the back four, a slot receiver or something like that.
Daryl Taylor joining us. Daryl, it's interesting this year out of the state of Virginia. Tennessee has been successful there, and they have in years past. Why Tennessee for you?
I think it's just the coaches and the players. I felt that Tennessee was a better fit for me than any other school because I just like the environment, being there, being around the coaches and being around the players and just having that feeling of being around everybody and being in that environment. So I think it was the best fit for me. That's why I chose Tennessee.
Daryl, I remember earlier in the year, you and I believe your family came in for a visit, and certainly Virginia Tech and some of these other schools, Ohio State, et cetera, were looking at you and really wanted your services. But I remember reading an interview that you did maybe with VolQuest, and I just couldn't help but think, man, this guy really likes this place. Is that where things started to pick up steam when you visited Tennessee earlier in the year?
Yeah, I think when I first seen Tennessee, I didn't like them as much, but after I took my first visit, it kind of turned things around for me, gave me a better perspective of school and the coaches and players that are around me.
Daryl, I also couldn't help but notice, we were talking about it earlier, Virginia Tech rather got none of the top players out of that state. That is that's really something, if you think about that, for the power they've been. The time you've grown up, the power that Virginia Tech has been in that state, what was it about that place that you ended up choosing here instead of going to there, instead of staying in state?
I don't think it was anything specifically about them because both schools had the same quality. I just felt like Tennessee was a better fit for me than Virginia Tech was.
And that's what this is about. You got to go somewhere where you feel like you fit. And that makes complete sense to me. When will you be getting here?
They want me to come in May. They want me to start in May, and I'll come back to Hopewell for graduation, then I'll go back to Tennessee.
Will you be coming in for the spring game as well?
I'll visit for the spring game, but I won't be playing in it, obviously.
Yeah. How far of a drive is it from Waverly to get here?
It's probably about 6.5 hours.
Wow. 6.5 hours. That's some serious dedication right there. Hey, listen, you got something else? Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, he's also quite a basketball player, and from what I understand is, I believe Hopewell is the high school. I think you guys are having a really nice season, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
What kind of player are you on the hardwood? We might have to get Donnie Tindall in touch with you.
Oh, there was a highlight of a pretty serious throwdown in one of his games recently.
Yeah. We might have to get Coach Tindall on you. Do you enjoy basketball?
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, we really appreciate your time, man. Hope you have a great day, and enjoy your time. It's a wonderful day, man. Thanks for spending a part of it with us.
You're welcome.
All right, Daryl Taylor, one more time.